Well, the Federal Reserve is starting a two-day meeting today and is expected to raise interest rates thanks to an economy that seems to be humming along. The stock market is up about 8% this year. But in recent days, there have been some big drops in tech stocks, including Apple and Google's parent company, Alphabet. Here to explain is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ed Lee is managing editor of Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ed.
Hey.
And there's a name for these stocks, FANG, meaning FANG. Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, which is now called Alphabet. So I guess it should be FANA now. But what is driving all these tech stocks down at the same time?
Well, this may not be like a satisfying answer, but there's this idea called sort of a crowded trade, which is to say that there are too many investors in these few stocks and that these stocks are accounting for too much of the gains in the NASDAQ and S&P 500, where a lot of these stocks are listed. So, you know, a bunch of analysts put out notes saying it can't all be this good. So, you know, we need to sort of take a closer look at that. And so when these notes went out, a bunch of investors said, oh, we need to get rid of our positions on these stocks because too many people are in these stocks. There isn't necessarily anything fundamental about these companies that are saying, hey, the future isn't going to be bright for them.
Well, let's talk about some of these stocks in particular. And it was just last week that we were talking about how Alphabet stock was up over $1,000 a share and how incredible that was. I mean, is there a problem? Have people noticed some problem with Google and with Alphabet?
No, I mean, right now, I think there's always a threat to any sort of high-flying business, any business that's on top. There's always a threat that they could lose something or a competitor come in and chip away at them. And, you know, that's a concern, certainly. I think at the other bigger issue, though, the bigger lens on this is that there aren't enough U.S. stocks outside of tech that are seeing the same gains that tech is doing. And I think there's a weird disconnect there amongst a lot of investors. Like, why are only these companies doing super well compared to everyone else? Not to say that other companies aren't, but not at the same level. So I think there's this danger or concern of relying too much on just these companies.
Well, what about Apple, though? Because this is a stock that people who aren't even involved in the stock market, a lot of them have Apple stock. It's down 6% right over the last couple of days.
Well, so the other thing to consider is that these stocks were already trading really high. So when they pare back, so to speak, the idea is that, you know, it's a correction. It's like, yes, they're super valuable, but not that valuable. And I think in Apple in particular, there's a concern that maybe they're not going to sell as many iPhones this coming fall when the new one is released as many are expecting. So they're still going to sell tons. It's just maybe not going to hit the mark that everyone's thinking they're going to hit that the stock is currently trading at.
Some people would look at this and say, this is the beginning of the tech bubble bursting. What are you hearing?
Well, yeah, so that it's a legitimate concern. I think there are similar sort of highs that we're seeing in the last few months that we saw in the dot-com bubble of 2000, right? The difference, however, the main difference is back then, there were a lot of high-flying internet startups that really didn't have a business, meaning there was little to no revenue coming in, let alone profit. Whereas now, there is an infrastructure for a business. There's a whole ad network that drives a lot of these businesses like Facebook and Google. People are buying tons of things online as they do on Amazon. So there's real businesses behind them. I think now we're just sort of in a valuation game. Is it, are they worth as much as people say they are in terms of how their stock is trading? Fundamentally, however, the big difference, as I said, is that these are real businesses. So I don't think you're going to see the same kind of pop that you saw in 2000.
Meanwhile, there is news today that Verizon has just completed its $4.5 billion acquisition of Yahoo. 2,100 jobs could be cut for this new subsidiary called Oath. How big of a player is Verizon now going to be in Silicon Valley?
Well, so Yahoo and Verizon also bought AOL a few years ago, so they're right. Going to combine those two entities, as you pointed out. You know, these are also ran businesses. I think that's the problem. So it was a smart move on Verizon's part, but there were buying businesses that were already on the decline. And the reason why these companies, AOL and Yahoo, were on the decline is they didn't really have technology backing it up the way that Facebook or Google have technology backing up their businesses. They were just a collection of websites, and big collection certainly, and they were early entrants. And then they added other tools like free email and stuff. But I think the bigger problem was that, you know, they weren't at the forefront of the next wave of what happening in the web. And I think Verizon's buying something good tech, but sort of also ran tech is the best way to describe it.
Well, and Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer is expected to leave with a golden parachute worth more than $23 million. Why?
Right.
The company went into the ground in a sense while she was there.
Yes, I think sort of in her defense, if there is going to be one, is that, you know, she entered a business or she took over a business that was already on the decline, that structurally there are a lot of problems to begin with. I'm not saying that's necessarily an excuse, but she had a tall order to begin with. I don't think she was a great manager, and the reporting bears that out. Right. So, yes, I think that's a fair criticism that she probably walked away with too much money.
I was talking to somebody who's part of Yahoo is being swallowed up by oath, and he said he is still trying to decide whether to take the oath or plead the fifth. Ed Lee, managing editor at Recode, thank you so much.
Anytime.